future by shopping and buying from our local merchants. When you get ready to buy, we invite you to check out our business directory on centralmoinfo.com. Learn more about these businesses that support our local communities. Some of those businesses we urge you to shop are Midway Antique Mall in Columbia, Bailey Brothers Collision Repair in Brookfield, and Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence.
.33 is our time, and you are live with us here on Quicks Radio. Brian Helsworth is my name from our downtown Moberly studios. Straight ahead, we're going to have some open forum time. But first, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk some football with one of the Hall of Famers and a good friend of mine. I had a chance to work with this gentleman several years ago at the Big 550 KTRS in St. Louis. I don't want to make him feel old, but when you heard this man's voice back in the fall, you knew it was football, whether it was Big Red Football with Jimmy Hart and the Cardiac Cardinals and Don Coryell, or Phil Bradley or James Wilder, later some of the other great players that came through there. You knew when you heard Bill Wilkerson's voice, it was football. He's kind enough to join me live this morning from his home in Florissant. Preview the start of the 2012 Missouri Tiger football season. We're going to take some of your phone calls as well. Bill, always a pleasure, sir.
Hey, Brian, good to talk to you again, man. I'm telling you, that music reminds me of marching Mizzou coming into the stadium on a great Saturday afternoon, and, man, you know it's time to play some football.
Exactly. When I hear that song, and we'll talk more about the Big Red in a moment, when I hear that song, I told my dad, Bill Wilkerson in the booth with Jack Buck, and I can see in my head right now Jimmy Hart, Pat Tilly, Mel Gray, Stump Mitchell. Can't you see him too?
Oh, yeah, I can see it, man. It seems like it was only yesterday, but no, it wasn't yesterday. It was some few decades ago. But I tell you what, man, the memories continue, and I really can't remember a more exciting time for football in Missouri than right now, because this is a giant, giant step. So I hope the Missouri fans are ready for it.
I hope they are, too, indeed. Questions or comments? Before we get to our open line, Bill Wilkerson is my guest, the longtime Missouri football broadcasters. He is in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame down in Columbia, 263-2424 in Moberly. If you're calling us in Salisbury, it's 388-6424, 1-800-892-2300. Let's start with that point, Bill. The fact is, you were there with the glory years, Wilder. You were there for Phil Bradley, all the other great players that came through there. I don't ever remember a time like this where the season tickets sold out.
No, you know, we had a period when we were called the Giant Killers, when we knocked off people like Ohio State and USC and Notre Dame. But those were incidental-type things. You know, you'd have one this year, one that year. Man, I just took a look at this 2012 Missouri football schedule. This thing is murderous. I mean, my goodness. Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Texas A&M, Syracuse. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable, because when you look at the schedule, there's Georgia ranked number 6 among the 25 in AP. You've got top 25 pick with South Carolina, ranked number 9. You've got Alabama ranked number 2. You've got LSU ranked number 3. And you're playing all of those teams in 1 year. Man, that is an absolutely murderous schedule.
And not only that, let's throw in the Florida Gators and the Tennessee Volunteers and the Aggies.
Absolutely, because, you know, certainly Texas A&M, although they've got a new coach and a number of new things happening down there, they're certainly not going to be easy. So that means that every single week, even if you discount Southeastern Louisiana, every single week is going to be tough, because those who aren't in the SEC want to knock you off because you are in the SEC. So that means that Missouri had better have their big boy pants on, man, because this is going to be one tough season.
Well, it certainly is. Bill Wilkerson, again, is my guest, the Hall of Fame broadcaster for Missouri Tiger football. 263-2424 in Moberly, 388-6424, 1-800-892-2300. Do you think, in your opinion, that Missouri is respected by the SEC teams?
Well, I kind of hope they're not, although coaches are not that dumb. And there's a reason why they had better be respected. I think the advantage that Missouri has is on offense, because in the SEC, they are not accustomed to playing this spread offense. And the reason I think that's an advantage for Missouri, the SEC would prefer for you to play smash-mouth football with them, because their defensive linemen are just a level below the National Football League. So if you want to do slobber knocking and get down there and hit people in the mouth, I mean, you're going to be in serious trouble. But they've never had to chase an offense that is explosive as this one is. So this is going to be the thing. This is the X factor. This is the thing that they don't know anything about because they don't play against it week in and week out. So if Missouri has an advantage, that's it.
The other thing is about the schedule. You have to take it 1 week at a time. Southeastern Louisiana, as you know, it's kind of a bowl game for them. They have a chance to come up here and beat an SEC opponent on the road. Then you throw in Georgia. Arizona State, as you know, they have a new coach this year, but they're a very solid football team. Then you go down to Williams-Brice in Columbia, South Carolina. In UCF, Central Florida, that's George O'Leary's team, the former coach of Notre Dame. That's a good football team down in Orlando.
Yes, it is, and they would like nothing better than to knock off Missouri. So there are no teams on here that you can relax against. And now you look at Vanderbilt and you think, oh, they're the weak sisters in the SEC, but I wouldn't believe that. Kentucky might be the most beatable, but Kentucky is talking about bringing their football team back again. So, I mean, week after week is exciting if you're a fan. It's sort of a heartbeat type thing if you're a coach because, man, this is going to be one tough season. And the thing you can't afford are injuries, and the Missouri Tigers are having injuries in the one place they can't afford it, and that's the offensive line.
No, exactly. Travis Ruth, that's a huge issue there, and then some other folks as well. Bill, you've been calling football for so many years, both in the NFL and college football, and one thing I always enjoyed about your broadcasts is you always emphasize something that I don't hear a lot of play-by-play men talk about, and that is the importance of kicking, punting, special teams. Huge, aren't they?
You know, one reason I have a great appreciation for this, it was my pleasure 1 year to do football games with George Allen, the late George Allen. And he, I think, appreciated special teams more than anybody except Dick Vermeil. And George Allen always told me, the first coach I'm going to hire is a special teams coach, because if everything else is even, you can win it with special teams. Now, Missouri has a question mark regarding its kicking game, and that can hurt. So I'm hopeful that Missouri can get this kicking game straightened out because, I mean, you can't afford to lose 3 points at any point with this schedule. And, you know, in the past, they've been very fortunate in coming up with kickers at the last minute. But personally, if I were the coach at Missouri, one of the first things I would do is to find myself a special teams coach, and his job would be to find the finest kicker year after year and the finest return man, because returning and kicking are key elements in close ball games, and right now that's a question mark for Missouri.
Jim Tressel has said for years, the longtime coach at Ohio State, who of course was forced out a couple of years ago, but he always said the punt is actually the most important play in college football.
Yeah, because you're talking about field placement and position. I mean, if you've got a punter who can nail that football inside the 20-yard line, then your defense has a much better job to do, and they can take more chances. But if your punting is erratic, if your return game is non-existent, then you've got a problem. Just remember what Jeremy Maclin did for the Tigers with his return ability. And just remember what Wolpert did with his kicking ability. So I'm hopeful, got my fingers crossed, that Missouri can get this special teams act together because they are sorely going to need it.
A couple final questions and we'll let you go. I know our audience greatly appreciates you taking the time to join us. In terms of the fans, we know that there are going to be fans that aren't going to be able to make it. The tickets are going to run out. We've reported that today. They're going to start selling the single game tickets on sale at 6 o'clock tonight. I think some of those are internet only, and then if there are any left, 1-800-CAT-PAWS on Monday. So a lot of them are going to listen to the radio. We have all the games right here on Quicks as well as Good Radio, which is terrific. A lot of them will be on television. How hard do you think it's going to be for fans to get a ticket? Because I've never seen anything like this.
Well, they are going to, Missouri fans are going to understand now what it's been like all of these years to live in Nebraska and in Oklahoma, where getting a ticket unless somebody died was impossible. So this is the first time that Missouri Tiger fans are going to be up against it, because the very few tickets that are available, the teams coming in are certainly going to try to buy those up. And, yeah, from now on, getting a ticket to a Missouri Tiger football game is going to be a very, very difficult and very expensive proposition. So if you didn't get them when Missouri wasn't in the SEC, trying to get them now is going to be very, very hard.
Real quick question about the Big Red. I played that music. I had a lot of good feedback from our fans that heard the Cardinals are charging. The glory days in 1970s, I remember times I was growing up, I would hear Bill Wilkerson on a Friday night. Maybe he was at Camo X, or maybe he was doing Sports Open Line. I'd hear Bill Wilkerson on Saturday morning, usually an 11 o'clock kickoff, calling a Missouri football game. Sometimes I heard him on Camo X that Saturday night doing a Blues hockey game. Sunday, I would hear you doing the Big Red football game in St. Louis. Then I'd hear you doing the Quarterback Club on Sunday night on KMOX. And Monday morning, you're back on there with Bob Hardy and Wendy Weiss doing Total Information. My goodness, that was a full weekend.
You know, there were times, honestly, Brian, when I would wake up in the morning in a hotel room and really not know where I was. So I would always keep a menu near my clock with the name of the hotel on it, so when the alarm clock would go, is this Cincinnati? I mean, is this Oklahoma? Where in God's name am I? But, you know, as crazy as that was with all of the traveling, it was the most exciting time of my life. There was never a dull moment, and I had some trips that were absolutely unbelievable, because I can tell you, trying to get out of Manhattan, Kansas, to get to New York on a Saturday night is one of the most impossible, because if you miss a flight, you're just not going to make it. So it was a challenge, but it was very excited, and I made every single one of them. I don't know how it happened, but I always wound up there.
Don Coryell, should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and I'll tell you why. When you look at the coaching tree from Joe Gibbs to all the rest, Don Coryell was an innovator. The things that Don Coryell started, he was one of the greatest offensive minds ever in football, and coaches today will tell you that. I mean, he was so innovative with some of the things that he did with screens and draws and all of that sort of thing. I mean, he was different. I mean, on game day, he was in another world, but he, to me, absolutely positively belongs in the Hall of Fame.
And I almost think that some people forget, as you know, you were there, he revolutionized the offense. That was unheard of, the spread offense. He actually started it.
That's exactly right. I remember when he was hired and everybody said, Don, who is this guy? He's not from a major program. And when he came in, one of the first things he said was, Jimmy Hart's going to be my quarterback. And I looked at him and I said, Coach, what are you saying? He said, the way this guy can throw the football, Mel Gray and those guys, he said, we're going to do some things with this football. And, man, he absolutely did.
Yeah, and when Harvey Martin and Ed Tuttle Jones would come in to try to sack him, remember Hart would duck? Remember, he was phenomenal indeed.
Yeah, and, you know, the interesting thing about that, Jim told me his success rate on those deep passes was due to the fact that he threw the ball at the very last moment. Now, that means you're going to get a forearm in your mouth. But unless you wait until the very last moment to throw that football to let Gray run by that cornerback, it wasn't going to be complete. So it took a lot of heart, no pun intended, for Jim to do that. And he had great protection from guys like Dan Dierdorf. But, man, those guys put some points on the board. And I think the Missouri Tigers are the college version of that, because with DGB, man, we're going to see some things that we have never seen before. I mean, this guy, I think, is going to be the most exciting wide receiver in college football for the next 3 or 4 years.
All right, final thing. You're always a good sport. I'm going to do a Bill Wilkerson imitation. I want you to grade me, and I want our audience to let me know how I do as well. I studied you for years, and you let me know how I do. This will be Bill Wilkerson, folks, in about 1988, 89, 1990. Skip Leach wide to the right, Kenny Holliott wide to the left. The outback is Ronald Cahill. Handy in motion right now with Lindsey Collins slot to the right. He drops back. He throws over the middle. That ball is caught at the 35-yard line. Barry Switzer all over the officials. Bill, how did I do?
I tell you, that was me. But you threw some names in there. Oh, my God. Lindsey Collins, Ronnell Cahill. Where in God's name did you get these guys, well, man? That's classic. You have to be a Missouri Tiger fan to remember all of those names. That's terrific. You really brought back some memories there.
I appreciate you being a good sport. Anytime I imitate people, it's because I love their work. But that was a great team. That was an awesome team.
Yes, it was. Man, I loved all of that. I mean, I tell you what, Saturday Missouri Tiger football with those names and all that preceded them and that followed them, you know, that was the greatest weekend you could possibly have. And every Saturday in 2012 is going to be exciting, too. So I hope Missouri Tiger fans realize what they have, and I hope the SEC realizes what a battle they're going to have on their hands, because it's going to be one great college football season.
And it opens up just 1 week from today, Glory 97.3, for our first coverage about 5 o'clock from the Missouri Tiger Radio Network, and I'll have the honor of doing the scoreboards once again on the Tiger Network this year. My guest here live from St. Louis, we always appreciate him. Not only is he a great man, but he's a great gentleman, honored by the FBI as well recently for the great work he's done with the dropout rates down in the city of St. Louis. Hall of Fame football broadcaster, Bill Wilkerson. Bill, you're a great sport. You're a great man. I appreciate it. Godspeed to you, sir.
All right, Brian. Look forward to seeing you very soon.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Okay.
Bill
All
Wilkerson,
right,
you bet, live this morning from Florissant. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some open line after this.
In many states, judicial elections become a battle of who can raise the most money. The Missouri plan focuses instead on important judicial qualifications, such as who has the most experience and the best record, and who will uphold the law faithfully and impartially. Citizens of smaller communities elect judges without the distraction of expensive campaigns.